This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Buildings were torched in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, on Wednesday, as authorities shut down the economic hub after the shooting of peaceful protesters by security forces caused international outrage. Amnesty International says at least 12 people were killed by the Nigerian army and police in two locations in Lagos on Tuesday in a deadly crackdown on demonstrations. Peaceful protesters had a curfew imposed to end the protests over police brutality and deep-rooted social grievances. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added that progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the White House majority U.S. House of Representatives are serious about finding a compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid for millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. For the very latest news, whenever you want it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The president is out on the campaign trail today while his opponent preps for the final debate. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Trailing in national polls, the president's on a tour of must-win states fewer than 2 weeks before Election Day. Yesterday in Pennsylvania,
this is going to be bigger than 4 years ago.
The president promised his supporters will turn out. This evening, he'll rally in North Carolina.
Hi, Asheville. How is everybody?
Biden running mate Kamala Harris is there, too.
The outcome of this race will, in very many ways, be decided by you, North Carolina.
Biden himself has no public events until tomorrow night's debate in Nashville. Former President Obama will hold his first in-person Biden campaign event today in Philadelphia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks to begin on Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to the individuals in negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiation move forward. Unidentified gunmen took up to 20 people hostage in Georgia Wednesday in a branch of the Commercial Bank of Georgia, a TV channel reports police saying. They say negotiations were underway and the gunmen were demanding $500,000. One hostage, a pregnant woman, was released. An anti-terrorist public prosecutor told a news conference the Chechen teenager who beheaded a French teacher for showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in class had paid students to identify the teacher. School. The prosecutors confirmed contact had been established between the teen suspect and an angry parent at the school northwest of Paris who called on social media for the teacher to be fired. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.